I don't want to just survive.
I'll never give up. Never.
We have to take life at its terms, life on life terms, not our life on our terms. You know, we have to live life on life terms.
Most of the problems that we have is internally. It's just our minds telling us that, you know, you're not worthy. You know, your mind telling you, yo, you're a loser. Your mind telling you, oh my God, you're a failure.
Do something that sucks every day. I'm not trying to send a message of run 200 miles, be the baddest motherfucker in the world. But be tough. You better have a part about you that's tough, a part about you that can break down situations and get better. And break down situations very quickly within some trauma in your life, some devastation in your life, because it's going to come. The devastation, the trauma is going to come, and you can't allow that to become a jersey barrier. It can't be a jersey barrier. It has to be something that you can maneuver through very quickly and move forward. That takes a lot of toughness. There are a lot of people, when you die, they figure out why you died. They figure out how you died in the autopsy. But we never do a live autopsy to figure out why we're dying while we are alive. And I was dying. I was living every day, but I was really dead. And so I figured it out. And once I figured it out, I was able to reborn. I was able to be reborn. You must take this knowledge that you learn from. All this shit is knowledge. So I'm just trying to give people that strength to go in the archives of your life. Because while you're probably fucked up, there's probably something happened to you in your life. Go through the archives, dig it up, study it, and then use it for yourself. That's the main purpose for me right now. You need to be better here. You need to be better here. You need to overcome this, overcome that. And I, you know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There is no 5K. There's no, I'm going to get into school to be this or that, and still perform to the highest level. Because what people don't get is one day that thing's going to come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose.
You can't do it. Don't put your limitations on me. I'm dead to your limitations. Your limitations don't exist in my world. Those are your limitations. Keep them. Go home. Watch them on TV. Go home. Read the newspaper about. Go home and look in the mirror. Go home. Call your homeboy and y'all talk about your limitations. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any man to transit, listen to me, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. I'm going to say it again. Humans do not transition to another level when they're comfortable with the level that they're on. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are.
Just get up, move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better.
There's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. You need to find someone to oil those gears up. So check it out. This is a mindset. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have. So make that a motivation for you.
If I slept in, it's because I worked so hard the day before that I was tired and I couldn't get up at 3 o'clock. But best believe, by 4:15, I was up. I wasn't up late watching no movie. What do you need to motivate you? Are you not enough? Is your potential not enough? Is your greatness not enough? And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful.
When you feel like giving up, don't.
When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, come on, man, who are they? When they tell you you're not gonna make it, don't believe them, man. Don't believe them. You got to be relentless.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
Quitting guarantees the failure. Once you quit, it rules out any chance of succeeding. The mere waking up every day, putting the next foot in front of the next foot, at least keeps you in the game.
But you can choose, in the midst of all of this that's going on, to be happy in spite of life's challenges. See, a lot of us, because of our limited vision of ourselves, a lot of us who begin to focus on problems and enable them to overwhelm us, we begin to think that we have no options. We begin to believe that there's no way out. Well, guess what? There's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down. You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action. We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people want instant gratification. They want it right now. No, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's a system that if you work the system, it works if you work it. But make no mistake about it, it's hard. You are the determining factor. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it. Write down five reasons of why it is worth it for you to become a diamond, to experience that level of achievement. What is it that will give you the drive? What is it that will ignite the courage in you to get up and come back again and again and again? How is it that you would be able, what reasons that can tap in to that deep down feeling that goes to your gut, that no matter how many times you get knocked down, that you're coming back?
Listen to me, this is how you do it first, over 6-7 years ago, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we rehearsed the dream, we looked at the dream, we talked about the dream, we slept with the dream, we woke up to the dream, we wore the dream, and now, boom, it's our reality. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, and you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming, keep looking at your dream, keep focusing on your dream, keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
The journey is not easy.
It's hard. It's hard to keep your spirits together.
This hard is the path less taken, not the beaten path everyone else takes.
It's really hard to be led by your butt. But I'm not qualified. But I'm not good enough. But I'm not smart enough. But I didn't go to the right school. But I don't have enough money. But, but if you're ever gonna step into your future, if you're ever gonna step into your destiny, you're gonna have to get over your butt.
And that's what a pity party is when you have an undisciplined mind and you meditate on the wrong thing over and over and over again. If you're going to throw a pity party, I give you 3 days and that's it. And after 3 days, you cut off your record player, your iPod, your MP3, and you come up with a plan.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm going to make a change and I'm going to keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter how many times you get fired. It doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. Just go until you get it. That's the point. Are you tired yet? Some of you need to get tired. You need to be tired of what's going on in your life. Get tired of your habits. Get tired of the actions that you're putting in every day. You gotta change, man, or nothing changes.
Get up! Go to class! Get up! Do your homework!
You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there! I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and stopped playing the blame game. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go.
Your life is exactly what you wanted. Because every day, you've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. You've made the choices.
And what I need you to do for me is, why are you here? And then take ownership of why you're here.
So you control you.
This world ain't gonna give you what you deserve. This world gonna give you what you work for. I put that work in every single day. And when you wake up every single day and you put that work in, and yes, for some of us, it might be harder than others. Man, whatever, we do what it is we gotta do. Especially when we're desperate.
When it's not loyal to you, it doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life if you don't chase it is losing.
Work for it. Fight for it. It begins today, it continues tomorrow, and it never dies.
Now is the time to grind. Now is the time to show the world that I was placed here for a purpose.
It's worth believing. It's worth fighting. You can do it. You can do it.
It's not the potential of the individual. It's not the genetics. It's the perseverance, the never say die attitude. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? If you constantly keep throwing shit against the wall, eventually something will stick. Never give in to what you want.
Adversity causes some cats to break and other cats to break records. It's about what you're made out of, not the circumstances.
Every single one of you who is struggling right now, you need to understand this. What you're going through right now is necessary because you are forging the fucking skills. You are forging the determination. You are forging the grit, you are forging the fortitude, you are forging all the fucking things that nobody else is gaining because they're sitting on their hands and you're willing to push through. This fire you're feeling, this pressure you're feeling, this frustration you're feeling, this is what is going to make you into the weapon that will build the life that you are out to build.
Character is defined on the days when you don't feel like doing what you once said you would do.
When the outcome changes and it's not what we want it to be and it doesn't turn out the way we want it to turn out, do we still value the thing that we once said we valued? Is our character still intact? Character is not something we inherit. In the midst of opposition, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of uncertainty, we got to wake up every single day, we got to fight and we got to build it.
It's about the sacrifice, the honor, the work, the commitment level, what you had to go through in order to get to this moment, being battle tested, the injuries, the blood, the sweat, the tears. Everybody can't respond and everybody can't recover. The only thing you got as a man, your character, your integrity, and what you stand on, what you say, what it means to you. I'm talking every single rep. I'm talking every opportunity. If there's any fear in your spirit right now, it ain't for you. This shit for warriors, man. This shit for soldiers, man.
Everybody's got a fucking plan so they can hit in the fucking mouth. So when your plan fails, when you get knocked down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life, What the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
We have been conditioned to tell ourselves that our hardships are the reason that we can't be what we want to be, when in reality, the hardships that we've had are actually the things that teach us the skills and the perspective we need to actually become what we want to be. If you had to choose between having a perfect upbringing and having an upbringing that was extremely hard, you should choose the one that was hard. I'm talking to you guys who still have hope, who still have the fire, who still have the want and the will and the desire to be more and become more. I'm talking to you, motherfuckers. You can do this.
And you've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pike, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
But you got to understand, you can always get a little bit better. You can always excel a little bit more. You can always push it a little further. You can always climb a little bit higher.
You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice. You'll get better and better.
And when you know what you want, you will do anything it takes to get it.
You're going to do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart, and you are going to win.
I can. I can. I can. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. The Bible says he was in a pig pen, and he came to himself, and he went home. Get your butt up. You are a royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live.
The world moves for those who just never give up. The world will move for those who persist forever.
How many diets does it take to get down to where you'd like to be at? Just one. The one you stick with. How many times you have to reorganize your office, your desk, your approach to your business, your profession, your career, before you begin to see some of the results you'd like to see? Just one. The one you commit to and discipline yourself to stick with.
So if you want to make real progress, then you really got to look at your life in a different way. You got to say, I got to take control of this process and not just hope it's going to work out. When you resolve, this is how it's going to be, that's when you cut off any possibility except the thing you've committed to. If you want to take the island, you burn the boats. Because when you burn those boats, there's no going back. You're going to find a way to make things work.
It's the obsessed guys, the people that were just like, this is my fucking life. This is what I do. I'm going to do this. Those are the ones that do it. The no safety net people are the ones that made it.
If I have a plan B, I'm not going to try that hard. Nah, that. It's only this. No matter if I'm rich or poor, whatever the circumstances, this is what I'm doing. I don't give a fuck what the outcome is. It's gonna fucking happen. You just have to stick with it. The people who really stick with it and give it 110%, your time will come. It's however big or small it is, something will happen.
If you figure it out and keep improving and keep learning and learn from your mistakes and learn from your setbacks and keep trying to push and get better and improve, if you do all those things, as hopeless and helpless as it seems, if you continue to improve, you've got to get to a better place. You've got to get better, and one day you'll be undeniable.
Dreams don't happen on couches, and they don't happen in bed. If you're going to realize that dream, you got to go out into the world. You got to meet a new you. You got to go through obstacles and barriers to where it's like, it doesn't even bother me anymore. We have more information available to us today than at any time in the history of the world. You got too much information and not enough action. You got to go get it. Most people starve between the idea and the execution. You take so long to get to execution. If you know you can do more, if you know you can help, if you know you can make a difference, then you have to do more. I want to get the deal done. I want to make my kids proud of me. Pay the price today so you can pay any price in the future. Pay the price now. Pay the price. Learn to do that, and you can make any dream a reality.
I don't view aggression as an outward attitude. I view aggression as an internal character trait, a fire in your mind that says, I am going to win.
Success and failure are not giant events. They don't just show up. You don't just suddenly become successful or suddenly have this cataclysmic event that makes you fail. It may look that way, but failure comes from all the little things.
I'm going to fight and I'm going to battle and I'm going to use every tool I have to crush my enemy. And that's what aggression is to me. The unstoppable fighting spirit, the drive, the burning desire to achieve mission success using every possible tool, every asset, and every strategy and tactic to bring about victory. Aggression is the will to win. And if that kind of internal and relentless aggression is your default mode, then you will win. This isn't easy for anyone. There's a price for victory, and that price is hard work and early mornings and late nights and unmitigated daily discipline in all things. The battle doesn't fight itself. You are the one that has to fight it.
And yes, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, and you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how.
See, what the storm does, ladies and gentlemen, it empowers you. It strengthens you. When you go through a storm, when you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power, and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There are certain things, when you go through those things and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. You should take pride in wanting to quit and not quitting. Hey, it's really hard right now, dude. You're really struggling right now. But here's the thing. Right now is when everybody else quits. Right now is when everybody else is going to fall behind. Right now is when everybody else decides to do something that's easier or faster or not as hard. And that's what gets you ahead. That's what gets you to have pride. Because those struggles, those feelings, those things that are difficult, they are there to test you. This pain, this conflict, this tragedy, this tribulation is the test. Don't fail it. Stay strong. Don't ever quit. Struggle is a privilege. Hardship is a privilege. Because those struggles, those hardships, those things that you face will turn you into an unstoppable motherfucking machine. So if you want to create super high confidence, super high self-esteem, super high momentum, that feeling I'm super powerful, I'm invincible, I'm the fucking man, or I'm the fucking woman, you have to take pride in not quitting when other people are going to quit. You have to take pride in executing your job to the very best of your ability when everything around you is going wrong. That's what gets you out of the storm.
You can't just focus on this moment. You've got to hold the vision. Hold the vision of things improving. Hold the vision of your health coming back. Hold the vision of being financially independent and debt-free. Hold the vision of your relationships working out. Hold the vision of everything being all right, because it'll give you power, give you strength, give you faith, give you patience, give you perseverance. It'll give you the ability to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
And when you discipline your emotions and you don't allow them to control you, when you tell yourself, I'm in charge here, I set the course for my life, these storms that I face, they do not have power over me. When you declare that to yourself, the limits for you become non-existent.
There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
You gotta get tired of losing.
And let me tell you something, you deserve it. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you've been living. You deserve it. And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen. The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Only those who risk
going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost. When you want something bad, you can't count the cost, because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many sit-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it, because they don't think you can do nothing they can't do. Nobody knows but you. Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
You got to be fearless. You got to be relentless.
You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
At the core of a creative person is they believe there is always an answer. If you don't think there's an answer, how creative are you going to be? How long are you going to hang with that idea? How long are you going to try to work it and percolate it and create it and make it something bigger?
You got to get to the point in your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal when you don't have any money and runs your blood pressure up. You hear me?
Sometimes a setback is a setup for the greatest blessings of all times. When challenges and issues come back to back to back to back, and it seems like something is after me, something is attacking me, something is attacking my journey. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
Life is not fair, and that is the reality. Disease and accidents don't care if their victim is a good person. They have no reason, no justification, and no mercy. And you cannot stop it. So, what do you do? Are you going to get angry? Frustrated? Are you going to lash out at people? Are you going to start going down the spiral of negativity? Are you going to let the horrible situation dictate the way you feel and the way you handle it? Are you going to fall over, fall down, fall apart? Or are you going to face this issue with courage and resolution? I say step up. Be the one who people look to. Absorb the impact and the negativity. No matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end. So fight on.
For a diamond to be produced, it has to go through extreme pressure, extreme heat. And if that wasn't enough, what makes a diamond is the cut. If you want to be a diamond, you must go through extreme pressure. If you can't take pressure, then you're not a diamond. After you go through all the pressure you thought you could not handle, and you think it's over, then they turn on the heat. Listen to me very closely if you've ever studied the diamond. Once it goes through that type of pressure and it finally becomes a diamond, at that point you can't break it no more. I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life. And I know what it feels like. I can handle it. Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore.
You already in pain. Get a reward for it.
Life happens. Can you give me 120 despite everything that's going on? I never quit. I never stopped. I never gave up. We just kept doing what we're doing. In the midst of everything we're going through, I don't need you to talk negative. I don't need you to speak negativity. We are under dark times right now, but stay encouraged.
stay encouraged. Keep your head up. Stick your chest out. Continue to walk with pride. And know that not only shall we overcome, many of us have already overcome. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. It's not going to be easy, but we have what it takes. It's in our DNA. Don't look at night as darkness. Look at night as a new beginning.
You know what I hear? I hear the clock ticking. And time waits for no man. Life goes by, and it goes by quick. Don't waste those years. Don't waste them. Live them. I want you to be terrified of sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing. Waking up in 6 days or 6 weeks or 6 years or 60 years and being no closer to your goal. You've made no progress. That is the nightmare. That is what you really need to be afraid of, being stagnant. So get up and go. That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now. Don't wait anymore. Don't think anymore. Don't plan anymore. Don't contemplate anymore. Don't make any more excuses or justifications. Don't rationalize anything else. No. Take the risk. Take the gamble. Take the first step. Take action now. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever.
No more dreaming. Dreaming is over. I need specifics. What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? What are you doing on Wednesday? You need to be very specific. It's time to put your pieces together of your puzzle.
You need to be in a big damn hurry. Time is running out on you. There's 86,400 seconds in a day. The separator between me and you and people that win and lose is what we do with those seconds. And you're too slow. You're too casual. You think too much. You need to get in a hurry because there's an end to your life and it's coming sooner than you think. It goes by in a flicker and at some point it's going to be over.
And we want to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to start living life with a sense of urgency and using what we've got. Using ourselves up, sharing what we brought into the universe to share. Because if we don't, nobody else will. Stop wasting valuable time. If we begin to live our lives as if each day were our last, our lives will take on a whole new meaning.
When you die, when life is over for you, I don't want you to have one idea left in you. I don't want one dream left in you. When you die, I want you to go for broke. Every CD that you were supposed to do, every book you were supposed to write, I want you to get everything out your system.
We get one shot at this gig right here, life. So do not wait. Go forward. No more waiting for the perfect moment, and no more indecision, and no more lies. Take the action. Get out of bed. Get your feet on the ground. Step forward. Give every day everything you've got. Every ounce of energy, every bead of sweat, every drop of blood until your last breath. And don't let another day slip by.
It is literally at the darkest moment when it dawns. You don't really even get to the next level to your darkest moments.
No matter what you've ever been through, you had to go through it to get right here.
There's glory on the other side of pain. No pain lasts always. And when you make up your mind to deal with pain because you know what it feels like, man, ain't a devil in hell can stop what you're trying to do.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
Exercise your willpower to change direction. Set some higher goals. Reach for some higher purpose. Go for something beyond what you thought you could do. Face all your fears. That's how you conquer them. So here's what I'm afraid of. I wonder what I could do to change that. Pick a new destination and start going that way. Now, you can change one little degree at a time, or if you want to, you can revolutionize the whole thing. Who says you couldn't revolutionize the whole thing in a week's time and start a brand new direction that will most assuredly help you arrive in a brand new place a year from now, 3 years from now? No telling, 5 years from now, where you could arrive. Use your willpower to start the process. Anybody can change. You don't have to repeat last year. Clean up the errors. Invest it now in the next year. Watch it make the difference.
I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. When you said to yourself, when the ball comes out, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question: what do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be a CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You got to outgrind them. You got to get up earlier. You got to stay up later. You got to execute, and you got to go from 70 to 120. I wish I could tell you 70% is enough, but it's not going to happen. So I need you to understand something. You can have it if you want it, but the bigger the dream, the harder the grind.
We're taught in football to fight from the first whistle to the last whistle. It doesn't matter how tired you are. It doesn't matter how much pain you're in. And it doesn't matter what that scoreboard says. You give it everything you got. And I know I've been through a lot in my life. Things that most people would give up going through. But as long as I have breath in my lungs, I'm going to fight for the life I deserve and for the life that my family deserves. And I challenge you, whatever you're going through, it doesn't matter what you're going through, to leave it all out on the field, to fight for four quarters. Because as long as there's time left on that clock, you're still in the game. So never give up.
You made it, class of 2018. You here. By a show of hands, how many of you have cried this year? How many of you was just stressed out this year? How many of you lost a loved one this year? How many of you went through like straight depression this year? How many of you felt like, and you got word, that you probably weren't going to be able to graduate this year? But God, here you are now. So I want you to do me a favor, class of 2018. I want you to take your time and embrace this moment right here. Take some time and embrace this, but think back on when you was up crying, when you was working on that paper, when you was thinking like, am I going to look and text the answers, or am I going to learn this myself and do it the right way? Life's going to be painful. Oh, you thought what you dealt with your junior year and senior year or something? Wait till you start paying bills and you got to get cleared for college and so homeboy break up with you. Listen to me, like, I'm just letting you know, like, life's going to be rough. And you've been hearing it from your parents, so please don't be upset with me. You know what I'm saying? If I'm echoing their voice, I'm just telling you right now, like, life is going to be rough. It's supposed to be painful, but that's how you grow. It's going to take time, but what's on the other side, it's always worth it. I've experienced my fair share of pain in my life, just like every other adult in this church today. So I went on to the amazing Oakwood Academy and Oakwood University and got my bachelor's and master's. But when I graduated, I didn't just graduate with degrees. I also graduated with an associate's in abandonment, with the bachelor's of brokenness, with the master's of misery, a PhD of pain, and a doctrine of depression. Like, life can be rough, but I kept putting the work in. And I said, this will not define me. This very thing I'm experiencing will refine me. And that's how you go to the next level.
So if you really want to experience next level living, embrace the pain, embrace adversity, embrace the challenges that come your way, for those things are always working for your good. So all the dreams that you have, all your aspirations that you have, hold on to it. I'm grateful for what I have. I'm grateful to be in this position, but I ain't gonna settle. I want everything I'm supposed to get. So some of you right now, you got dreams and aspirations. Those things will come true. Some of you sitting in front of me right now, you're not really sure what you want to do and where you're going to go in life. Let me tell you something. You work on being the absolute best version you can be of yourself, and everything else is going to fall into place. So now I see myself traveling. I've been to South Africa about 6-7 times the past few years. I done been to Australia 3-4 times the past few years, like India. I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. Come on, y'all. I got kicked out of this school. I went to another school and failed over and over again, drug and alcohol abuse, but my condition was not my conclusion. Where you are right now is just the beginning. And there is so much more that you will have and experience. There was so much more that you're supposed to have. Everything that you attain to have, you can have it. But all you gotta do is stand up and say, I want success. Stand up and say, I want value. Stand up and say, I want to have an impact and be everything that this school and my family has prepared me to be. But more importantly, be everything that I've been created and called to be. And when you do that, my young friends, I will see you at the top. God bless you all.
I would love to tell you that on the road to success, everything is going to work out. It's not. It's going to be a dog fight. On the road to success, I lost 5 aunts to cancer. It's a dog fight. My wife, 3 years ago, 7 lesions found on her brain. It's a dog fight. It hasn't been easy. It's a dog fight. It hasn't been, the road hasn't been success. Like, it's just a paved road, and like, each he go this way, it's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life, and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no 1,000,000 times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm 1 yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop. This is life, and you can't defeat me. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough energy. You don't have enough strength to stop this.
Your pain ain't permanent. It might last for a second. It might last for a minute. It might last for an hour. It might last for a week. It might last for a day. It might last for months. But sooner or later, if you do not surrender, if you do not give up, if you do not give in, it will subside. Listen to me. You can talk like a victim. You can act like a victim. Or you can be a victor. And you can say, despite the odds, I will defy the odds. We're going to work through this. You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?
You've got to continue to work on yourself personally. You've got to decide to be relentless. You've got to decide never to give up. You've got to find some reasons within yourself that will give you the stamina when life catches you on the blind side to get back up again, to keep on calling and coming back again and again and again.
You're going to quit, or you're going to make it to your goal. You're going to quit, or you're going to make it to yourself. You're going to quit, or you're going to stand there and do what you got to do to make your dreams become a reality.
You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when you feel discouraged. You have to do it when you don't feel healthy. You have to do it when you're under the weather. Every single day, you have to train yourself to focus and commit to your business and follow through.
Mm.
the biggest single obstacle standing in your way to success is not lack of education, it's not lack of background, it's not lack of money, it's lack of belief in yourself. I believe the most important thing to winning is you. It's what kind of person you are, what kind of husband you are, what kind of wife you are, what kind of dad you are, what kind of mom you are, what kind of example you are. See, folks, you are it. You are everything. The most important thing to winning it is your attitude about you. It's your attitude about life. Positive thinkers win and negative thinkers lose. Whatever you expect to happen with confidence happens.
The fundamental key to success is what you believe is true for yourself. Not what you want, not what you desire. It's what do you believe?
The first thing you've got to do to get what you want is believe that you can. Believe it's possible for you to have it. And if there's someone out there that has done it, why the f*** ain't it possible for you? We are all born with the same amount of time in a day. And anything that they can do, you can do too.
The most important thing is your passion. You win with your heart, not your head. You win on emotion, not on logic. The most important thing to winning is the power of believing in you. The power of believing that you can win. The power of believing that good things will happen to you. The power of believing that you're special.
Believe that you can. And once you want something and believe that you can get it, you've got to block out all of the noise around you that's going to tell you you can't do it. Don't listen to all that Just believe that you can.
The difference in being great and average and ordinary, the difference in winning and losing is this much.
How much longer are you going to wait? You're going to wait another 30 seconds? Gonna wait another minute? Gonna wait another hour? Maybe we'll start in a couple hours. You know what? How about I just wait till tomorrow? You're gonna wait till tomorrow? You're gonna wait another week? You're gonna wait another month? How much longer are you gonna wait?
If you're gonna be successful in life, you gotta understand that there is a sense of urgency, that there are only 86,400 seconds in a day, and you gotta not only operate in them, you gotta do it quick, you gotta do it fast, you gotta do it in a hurry. Why? Because there's somebody else who's on the same track you on. Somebody else, they're on the same path that you on. It's somebody else just like you trying to do it, and sometimes they're working just as hard as you're working. They're putting in just as much sweat, just as much tears, just as much blood, but you just gotta do it what? You gotta do it faster than they do it. You gotta do it quicker than they do it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's why I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because if you're getting up at 6, you might be smarter than me. You hear me? You might. You might have more privilege than me. You might. You might have more resources than me. You might. But I'm gonna get up earlier than you, and I'm gonna do it quicker than you do it. I'm gonna do it faster than you do it. So by the time you get up with all your resources, by the time you get up with all your privilege, by the time you get up with all your stuff, I've already finished the race.
The average performer can say the same things, read the same books, have the same schedule, yet the person who is in a bigger hurry throughout the day ends up winning the day, winning the week, winning the month, winning the year, and winning the life. The present is a gift, and we need to treat it as such.
Pick up the pace. You walking too slow. Pick up the pace. You moving too slow. Pick up the pace. If you want to finish sometime, you can't just finish. You got to finish fast. You don't have as much time as you think you do. You master the present. You master the present. You master Monday, and then you take on Tuesday. And once you lick Tuesday, then you say Wednesday, come on. And then you take Thursday, and then you master Friday. And then you tell the weekend, bring it on. And when you get to the point where you start winning the day, then you start winning the week, and then you start winning the month, and then you start winning the year. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Start living with a sense of urgency, because you're here today, you're gone today. Life is unpredictable, it's uncertain, there are no guarantees. What's the benefit of your waiting? What's the benefit of your not living your dream?
Either you're going to control your time, or your time's going to control you.
When you start anything, the first step, you're excited. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to kick ass. And then you take another step and another step. And you're like, this is pretty fucking hard, man. the enthusiasm from the beginning starts to fade out.
You lost sight of the long-term goal, and it faded. It faded from memory, and the passion dried up, so we stopped the daily tasks that will allow us to achieve our goals. And you began to rationalize, maybe I can't. Maybe I don't really want to. Maybe this goal isn't for me. And so you give up. You let it go. And you settle. You settle for the status quo. You settle for the easy road. You settle for, oh well. No. Don't do that.
If I don't finally get my focus in check, if I keep wandering around distracted, if I keep looking at every new thing that pops up, if I keep trying every single new opportunity, if I keep saying yes to everything, if I keep listening to everybody's complaints, and if I keep doing whatever they ask me to do, at some point, you'll lose your life.
Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it. Write about it. Talk about it. Hang it up on your wall. But most important, do something about it every day. I want that long-term goal to be so embedded in my mind that I never lose sight of it. Ever. And the little tasks and projects and short-term goals that you tackle need to lead towards strategic victory, winning the long war.
Start working a plan to get there and minimizing everything else. Getting very clear on the mission. Very clear on the mission. And working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no. When you do things, do them intentional. Do the things that are going to move you forward.
There's no getting around it. There's no shortcuts or no cutting corners. It just takes time. Focus on what you do. Become the best at it. Put in the time. Pay the fucking dues. And eventually, great things are going to start happening.
Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it, do it, make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It is all on you.
Yet you're not putting in the work to get you there because you think somehow you've been tricked by yourself or somebody else that there's some system, that there's some fucking shortcut. There's no fucking shortcut. You've got to put in the work, lots of it.
Do you want to live a life of productivity? Do you want to live a life of contribution? Are there dreams you want? Everybody will say yes. But see, want shows up in conversation. Expectation shows up in behavior. See, I can tell what you expect by what you do. That's why the Bible says, judge a tree by the fruit it bears, not the fruit that it wants. Not the fruit that it talks about, not the fruit that it claims, but by what you are doing. See, what you do when you leave here, when the music stops, when the shouting dies down, your behavior, how you conduct yourself, writing your goals down. You must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
When something happens in your life, if all you're doing it for is a car and a house, that can stop you. But if you're doing it for your mom, for your siblings, for your family, for your community, nothing can stop you. You cannot be broken. When you have an intrinsic goal, when you're doing it because you value it, when you're doing it because it represents who you are, when it's internal, nothing can stop you. No mountain, no trial, no tribulation. Nothing can stop you when it's deeper than just money and stuff.
Are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you procrastinating? Are you invading your own greatness? Are you surrounding yourself with people that can nourish you? Are you challenging yourself? Are you experimenting? Are you learning something different? Is your life an adventure or is it boring?
If you think it's gonna be easy, if you think you're just gonna get that business started without any trials or tribulations, forget about it. Don't even try to be successful. It's a wrap. It's not going to be easy. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body.
as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success. All roads to success, you got to go through pain. When you travel down success, you got to go through the road of pain, baby. I told you before, if it was easy, everybody would do it. No pain, no gain.
I can get through this difficulty right now, through this pain.
You're going to have so many people tell you, you don't have what it takes. How are you, of all people, going to do that? You're being unrealistic. You're not going to make it. Don't believe a word they say. You're going to have to block out the noise of everyone around you and focus on yourself.
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? In life, it's not the genetic guy who wins, or the guy with the most potential that wins. It's a person with the greatest perseverance that wins. Always willing to get up and go at it again and go at it again. That's the guy who has his hand raised later in life, guys. That's the guy you guys need to be.
Every true leader, they're called weird. They're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
What are you going to do now? How are you going to control that now? How are you going to flip it upside down and say, Roger that, now I'm going to harness this shit, and you'll read about me years from now.
Everybody who wronged you in the past, they gonna have to feel you. They gonna have to see you. Don't get even. Don't worry about getting even when you already beat the odds.
You wanna make your dream come true, you gotta stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you wanna go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you.
We all get knocked out. I've had my haters. I've had people who've come against me, who try to sabotage me. I'm like the lion. I'm nothing to sell. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within. Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
Stop letting people affect your day, affect your life, affect the outcome of what's going to happen to you.
Waste no more effort wrestling with other people. Your destiny, your future is not predicated on the decision of someone else. You wasted too much of your life trying to change other people's mind about you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. It matters how you see yourself.
The fulfillment of your dreams lies within you and you alone. When you understand and accept this, then nothing or no one can deny you greatness. Everybody said you don't read well enough. You're not a critical thinker. I'm not, but I'm a beast. You ain't gotta be smart when you a beast. You ain't gotta be the most talented when you a beast. You ain't gotta be the most talented when you got that dog.
I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna fail, and I will succeed. I'm gonna fucking make myself good enough. I'm driven, I'm obsessed. I wanna prove people wrong.
While they talk, you keep working. While they gossip behind your back, you keep working. And at the end of it all, they will lose and you will win.
What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. Life will yield to you.
And I'll go to war for what I want. I will go to war for what I love. So I won't stand down. So if you get in my way, I will either step on you or step over you. This is your territory. This is your turf. This is your field. This is your court. This is your home. Protect what's yours.
Every decision that you make has consequences. Are you making yourself better? Or are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
There are no shortcuts.
there are no hacks. If you want to take the easy road, I promise you it's longer and more painful than the hard road.
If you set out and you say you're going to do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers. You think you lying to your mother. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you. In 10 years from now, nobody can do anything for you. That's going to be the life that you created, not anybody else. You make your bed, you got to lay in it.
Let other people blame their parents, their boss, or the system. Let weaker people complain that the world isn't fair. You are the leader of your life. Choose the hard path. The path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice. The path of discipline, humility, and ownership that ultimately leads to freedom. Make discipline part of your daily life, and your daily life will get better.
It's learning to discipline this mind. It's a muscle. The mind is a muscle. Emotion is a muscle. I don't negotiate with myself. Well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to do this. Or, oh, let me wait 2 more minutes till I'm ready. There's none of that shit with me. For decades, I go, I say, we do. I'm not here to discuss this shit with my mind. There's mind, and then there's soul and spirit. And soul and spirit, my soul fucking knows. And when I say jump, you fucking jump. I'm not here to have a discussion with you.
But you have to take control and train this brain. If you don't train this brain, it'll use you instead of you using it.
Instead of letting your goals and your tasks and your health and your discipline waver, rise up and aggressively move forward down the path toward victory.
You have no business being average, but now you justified it. You come up with these great reasons why you can't get up at 5. You have these great reasons of why you have to do everything, why you don't execute, why you don't finish, why you don't follow through, why you say you'll exercise and you do it for about 10 days and you quit. You've got an excuse for why you're average. I guarantee you, if you were humble enough, if you were hungry enough, if you really wanted what you said, you'd sit down and you'd study what you do and you'd say, I can do this better. That I have not exhausted all my time. I have not exhausted all my resources. There's something missing. You're not where you're supposed to be. It's not going to take a lot, but it's a small gap. And the gap is called execution. If you were to execute just a little bit more, you'll be on a whole other level.
And I'm telling you, you're not where you want to be financially. You are not the person you want to be. And you have not given yourself enough credit to say, I just need to get up a half hour earlier. And my whole life will change. I just need to get up 1 hour early. I just need to work 1 hour longer. I need to stop hitting that snooze button.
Anybody can hate. Anybody can be revengeful. Some people rather get revenge than get ahead in life. Anybody can do that. Anybody can hold a grudge. Doesn't take any greatness on that. Don't need any motivation and encouragement to hold a grudge. Have some resentment in your heart and some bitterness. But the real challenge about growth and moving into your greatness is to continue to be positive when hard times and obstacles run up against you and not allow that default negative mind to take over.
So you've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself. And short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tight when you really are not tight. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me. Turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people.